Well, we do this every day after a Cowboys game, win or lose. We talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach. So joining us first is the Cowboys owner and GM. We say good morning and congratulations to Jerry Jones for getting the monkey off your back. How are you?
How about them Cowboys, huh?
Mm, congratulations.
Who says we can't win a playoff game, huh?
Mm.
I tell you what, let's all say it together. Here we go. We all got the demons away from us right now. Come on, why aren't you saying it with me?
Well, we didn't know what you were going to say.
All right, let's start again. Let's all say it together. Okay. No demons are
all off our back.
We all...
You're not doing it at the same time I'm doing it. These are old sayings. Everybody knows them. I know there were a lot of naysayers, so let's all say this together. How the hell is it possible with Wade as our head coach? Why isn't everyone?
We didn't know where you were going with that.
You're screwing it up. All right, I give up. Let's go ahead and bring on the most winningest coach in the past 16 years of our organization. The love hammer himself, Wade Phillips. Wade.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Wade. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you, too, Jerry. How about that? First, we won a district title, and now we won a bi-district playoff game. Hot dang.
No.
No, Wade, no. That was the wild card round.
Yep.
And now we get to go to the divisional round of the NFC playoffs to play the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings are in our division?
No.
No, they're not. It's the divisional round of the playoffs.
Oh. I don't even think they have Vikings anymore, do they, Jerry? I mean, didn't they go away like in the 1100s or something like that?
No, it's just a mascot. It's just a team.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't understand all that. You know what else I don't understand, Jerry?
What's that?
Everyone's been saying, hey, Wade, you got a monkey off your back. Hey, Wade, you got a monkey off your back. Jerry, I didn't want to be rude to tell him. I've never had a monkey on my back. When you notice something like that, I mean, I have had a possum jump out of a tree and land on my back, hold on to my dress shirt for all it's worth. Man, that's hard to get off my back, too. I was running in the back of a telephone pole and skittering around on the ground across a gravel driveway and took him into a ditch to try to drown him, and that possum just hanging on back there, Jerry.
All right, it's just a thing.
Finally, Bum got a shotgun and blew him the hell off my back.
Jeez, that sounds dangerous.
Anyway.
It's just a saying, Wade.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just monkey off your back. It's just a saying.
Well, that's a possum story I want to tell you, Jerry. One other thing I want to tell you, Jerry.
What's that?
How about that contract extension now, Jerry?
Well, now, Wade, let's not mention the C-E word, okay?
C-E word like cornbread eating?
No. No, contract extension. You just said it.
Well, you just said it.
What? Well, yeah, I was saying what we're not going to say.
Well, what? I'm confused. Can I not say cornbread or contract extension?
Neither. Let's just talk about neither of them, okay?
All right, then.
No contract extension. I've got something better than a contract extension for you, Wade.
Ice fishing?
No.
No.
How about a gift basket of fine soaps and Red Bull?
That sounds good, Jerry.
No, don't take that, Wade. You'd rather have the contract.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like Red Bull.
Listen, is Red Bull, is that what's responsible for your aggressive demeanor?
I think so, Jerry. I feel like a new man out there.
You're riding the bull.
I'm riding that bull and waving off field goals and jumping up and down when that Felix guy scores. It's good times, Jerry.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're excited because we're advancing the playoffs. It's time to get excited about this. I think we're going to beat the Vikings. Our stadium's better.
Yeah.
Our video board is better. Their coach looks like that weird guy, Mr. Noodles from Sesame Street.
Yeah, now I like Mr. Noodle. I learned a lot from Mr. Noodle over the years.
All right, listen, let's not focus on Sesame Street. It was just a passing comment.
Are Ernie and Bert brothers, Jerry, or are they just friends?
Look, that's a complicated relationship I don't have time to explain to you.
Are they trying to pull something over our eyes, Jerry?
Hang up the phone, Wade.
All right, now.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, both of you, and congratulations to both of you.
There's Jerry and Wade riding high this morning. Speaking of Jerry and Wade, why wouldn't Jerry make a big announcement this week? We'll talk about it next.